Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Clearview Today live stream. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis, and we want to welcome you here this evening to the Clearview Today studio. This is part of our 24-hour prayer vigil. And joining us in the studio this evening, as always, is our pastor, Dr. Abadan Shah. If you've never, ever listened to the Clearview Today show, this is the first time you've ever listened. Dr. Shah is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Shah, welcome to the live stream.
It's good to be here, and always look forward to our Clearview Today show, but I really look forward to our prayer time together. Last one was back in January. It seems like a long time ago, but
isn't that
it wasn't.
Crazy?
Yeah, but this one is here again, and I'm so excited.
That's right. Last one was so impactful. We had so many people, even after the fact, who had watched the live stream, write in and say, I had no idea you guys were going to do this. I had no idea what this was going to even look like, but this was so impactful just to have people praying and to pray alongside from a distance. Just knowing that God's people are joining together in prayer is a powerful thing.
Amen. That's right. That's right. This is something we've been wanting to do more and more, is tapping into live broadcasting, the power of live broadcasting, because Clearview Today is, it's a podcast, yes, but it's a radio show first, and it's a pre-recorded radio show, which means we get to mess up, we get to kind of flub our words, try again, edit the show. Live broadcasting, you don't get to do that.
Yeah.
And Dr. Shah, you actually majored in broadcast journalism, so
that's
this
right.
is sort of a familiar territory for
that's
you.
Right. Always wondered, why did God lead me down that path when I was in college, mm-hmm. and I was in broadcast journalism, and I'm like, I'm not going to use this. This is, this is not what I want to do. And then God calls me in the ministry, and we come back full circle, and here we are, broadcast journalism.
Utilizing that degree for the kingdom of God.
So let me ask you this, Dr. Shah, like, how did you do it as a college student? How were you able to go out there and say what you needed to say in one take, no mistakes? Because we're live. You can't make any mistakes.
Yeah, you have to be careful. I remember when I was told that I was covering Zell Miller's election when he was the governor of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember asking the question, who is Zell Miller?
Who is this person, and why should I
care? Did you ask that on air?
No.
Okay.
That was when we were all together, and this was our college radio team going out, and they were using communication students to help out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was broadcast journalism. And so they say, you're going to be at the headquarters where Zell Miller is going to come, and he'll be announced, the governor, and so be ready for that.
Right.
I said, okay, who is Zell Miller?
Yeah.
What is the election? I was so clueless.
Can you give me a run sheet, please?
Just like any, I would say at the time, 18-year-old would have been.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'm excited to be here. And by the way, at the same time, we also have our 24-hour prayer vigil.
Yes.
Going on right here at Clearview. 24 hours where people come and they sign up for a half an hour block of time.
Mm-hmm.
Some people sign up for 2 hours. Some come by themselves. Some come with their spouse, mm-hmm. or with their friends. Some come with their whole family, and they go into that room.
Yep.
We have several rooms laid out.
Right.
They can even come and pray in the sanctuary if they would like to.
Mm-hmm. And many do.
Yeah.
And many do. And they just sit there, and we have a prayer guide, and they pray.
Mm-hmm.
And so, some of the things we're going to pray for tonight in our time together, these couple of hours,
mm-hmm.
People are praying for them.
That's right.
And we believe in the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We believe, and I know some people get all hung up over this and are confused by it, but we believe that prayer changes things.
Yes, that's right.
And so maybe you're at home listening, and maybe you couldn't make it on campus to join us for our 24-hour prayer vigil. It's one of my very favorite events that we do all year long. But we're going to ask you to participate in that tonight. For the next few hours, you are part of our 24-hour prayer vigil.
Yes, that's
as
right.
a result of the Clearview Today show live stream. We're going to talk about how you can participate that in just a second. But Dr. Shah, tell us a little bit about what led you to establishing a 24-hour prayer vigil here at Clearview.
Yeah, was that something that you guys did like in India back home, or was it something that you had the idea for and then brought here, or was it something that kind of came to? Because the reason I'm asking is I've never seen any other church do something like this.
Yeah, it happens. Many churches, I wouldn't say many churches, but there are a lot of churches who do that. It's an uninterrupted time of prayer, mm-hmm. where people come. It's almost like a relay race where they're passing the baton on to somebody else and saying, you pray now.
Yeah.
You pray now. Growing up, dad and mom were big proponents of prayer. Dad was the pastor of the church, and he led the church to pray. We had prayer meetings twice a week. Mm-hmm. Okay. These are home prayer meetings. They used to call them cottage prayer meetings. Mm-hmm. So we would be in somebody's home on Wednesday night. In our church, there were several services. I'm talking about my home church back in India. Mm-hmm. And there was a Wednesday night prayer meeting in someone's home. And then Thursday night, it would be in somebody else's home from a different service. And that hour and a half of prayer and hearing the word of God, I mean, it was powerful. Mm-hmm. So I was impacted by prayer. Mm-hmm. When I came here, I felt like, you know, that's what our church needs. Right. Our people need prayer. And so here we are.
Yeah,
absolutely. God responds to the prayers of his people. And you've made that clear in your messages and in establishing prayer as an important part of our DNA here at Clearview.
One of the things I was thinking about last night as we're kind of setting up this evening and what this live stream is going to be is you know, the influence that your dad had in your life. You know, I was thinking about it last night. The very last sermon that your dad ever preached while he was still alive was called The Dynamics of Prayer. Right. I remember that was something that you and David actually stayed up all night once to translate that message into English. Mm-hmm. And wow. It's on. Yeah. And I would like to, if we can, I would like to link to that sermon in the show notes of this.
Absolutely.
Because I think it was really powerful for me thinking about it last night. That's the last sermon that he ever preached and the legacy that he left with you.
Right.
Do you remember any of that sermon?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because when he passed away in 2021 in January, there were a lot of people who were calling and, or not calling, they were texting and messaging me, mm-hmm. People in India, in Asia, who were impacted by his ministry and said, I wish we could have his sermons. Mm. Because he worked with the Billy Graham Crusade. Mm-hmm. He was a translator for them. He also went to Korea. He went to Africa. He went to, my goodness, so many Asian countries, Indonesia. And so they wanted his messages. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know where to find those for you. Wow. And this is in the midst of all the lockdowns we had. Right. So I couldn't even go to India for his funeral.
Right.
And so I realized, wait a minute, during the first year, which was 2020, mm-hmm. my dad, who was in his 80s at this point, right, over 80 years old, sitting in front of a phone.
That's incredible.
He was preaching to his congregation.
Yep.
Wow.
And so I asked David, I said, can we capture one of those messages? Mm-hmm. He said, oh, yeah, we can capture all of them. So we captured all of them, and one of them was on prayer.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I listened to it. I was moved by it. I translated it into English, and then David took the translations, and where he was speaking in Hindi, he would put the subtitles in English.
That's incredible.
That's so
and great. It was a powerful message on prayer.
And guess what? Here's another great thing about being able to do this kind of stuff live. The link to that sermon is already in the show notes right now. So if you're listening to this on Facebook, if you're listening to this on YouTube, you can go and watch that sermon. Don't watch it right this exact second, but at least thumbnail, what do you call it? Bookmark it.
You can go back and watch it for later. And it really is worth watching because it shows not just a man who valued prayer, but it shows the legacy of prayer. I mean, your dad was a man of prayer, and look today how we are standing on the shoulders of his prayer life, his faith life. I mean, he in many ways is our spiritual ancestor.
Absolutely.
In establishing this legacy of faith for us.
So to kick us off, I want to read for us 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. It says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Mm-hmm. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him.
Amen. Amen. I love it.
So the Greek word there for confidence is parrhesia, which can be translated openness, confidence, boldness, frankness. So put that in there. Now, this is the boldness we have in mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. Boldness is almost like a child coming to a parent and saying, I want this. Can I have that? Mm-hmm.
there's no indication of manners there at all.
Yeah.
No. It's bold, it's forward, and there's no timidity. It's just like, I want this, I'm going to ask for this.
Right. Like a 3-4-year-old will not say, Father, I'll come before you, and I want to make sure this is according to your will.
If it pleases you, Father, give me my apple slices.
If it pleases your grace.
Yeah, none of that. It's just a boldness.
Can I have juice?
Yeah.
Can I have Pop-Tarts?
Yeah. It's sometimes it's simply, I want Pop-Tart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want juice. And you have to tell them, hey, now how do we ask?
Yeah, you have to ask
how
correctly.
Do we ask? So I want to encourage our listeners and viewers that whatever you're struggling with in your life, it may be sickness, physical sickness, it may be financial struggles, it may be relationship hurdles, mm-hmm. it may be some spiritual struggles in your life right now, whatever it is, come to God and ask Him.
That's right.
You say, well, I'm not sure if that's the right thing to ask for. I'm not sure. Don't worry about that. If you truly come to Him, He, through the Holy Spirit, will help you understand His will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in time, if that is not the right prayer, He will help you have the right prayer.
That's right. And if you're listening to what Dr. Shah is saying right now, and you're saying, okay, I'm going to take that into my prayer life, that's a good thing. But you also have a chance to respond tonight. You know, that's what tonight is about. If you're watching this live, or even if you're tuning into this later, we want you to understand that you're part of a family, a Clearview Today family that not only understands the power of prayer, but we believe it. One of the biggest things I respect about Dr. Shah is the stuff that he preaches is not just because I know it, it's because he believes it.
Yeah.
And I think that really demonstrates how God is moving in this church, how God is about to move through this live stream. And so we want you to respond. The whole point is for this to be an interactive thing.
That's right.
And so Ryan, do you want to kind of lay out the how? We've kind of talked about the why, but you want to lay out the how of how this is going to work?
Absolutely. So I'm going to ask you to go ahead and get out your phones, unless you're driving, in which case don't get out your phone.
No, you can if you want.
You can use CarPlay, but don't get out your phone.
Just tell Siri what you want to do.
There are going to be two phone numbers tonight. One of them is going to be a call number, and one of them is going to be a text number.
That you should be seeing that on your screen right about now.
Yeah, so that call number will enable you to call into the show and have us pray with you live on the air.
Yes.
And so there were some people that were asking, you know, if I call in, is everyone going to be able to hear me?
Yes.
Is this going to be broadcast? And the answer is yes. This
yes.
is a live
stream. We had someone specifically ask, like, hey, if I call in, is everyone going to hear me? And the answer is yes.
Right.
And I'm glad that person did that, because we hadn't even considered we considered it, but one of the solutions we had was two numbers, one's for calling and one's for texting.
Right.
So if you've got something that's private, you text that text number.
That's
352-582-5028.
That's our normal Clearview Today show number. So if you're familiar with the show, if you've been watching for a while, our normal phone number, 252-582-5028, is your text number for mm-hmm, tonight. So mm-hmm. you can text in those prayer requests to us, and we'll be able to pray for you, pray alongside you as you're praying at home. That's, you know, that's the beauty of prayer, is knowing that you're joining together with God's people, no matter if you're together in person or if you're separated by some distance.
That's right. And we have a team of people that are actually set up outside this room with that text number, and their entire job is to pray for that. Now, if you have something that's just for Dr. Shah specifically, you can always email that to info@clearviewbc.org with the subject line "for Dr. Shah only," and that will ensure that only Dr. Shah ever sees it.
That's right. And then so the call number, if you want to call into the show and have us pray with you on the air, that number is 252-418-2298.
Mm-hmm.
252-418-2298. That's the call number that's going to let you reach us directly.
And hopefully, Dr. Shah, hopefully it would go without saying, this is not, because Christians like to do this sometimes, this is not a gossip line. This is not, hey, I just found out some juicy information and oh my goodness, right. They're broadcasting it all over town. I got to call into the Clearview Today show. All the chats are being monitored. Facebook is being monitored. YouTube, the church website is being monitored. We've got a great team here. But you know, last year when we did this, like I said, we only had that one number. And if someone, this is the other good thing that we wanted to let you guys know up front before you start calling in. Last year, we only had the one number. Mm-hmm. And so when people would call in, if someone else called in, they would get kicked off because we were already on the line. This year, we actually have a holding area.
Yeah.
A holding queue is what they call it. That's the British word, the queue. It means just like a line.
Right.
But, you know, this year, we have that virtual waiting room. So all the incoming calls will be here. We can monitor them. We can see them. So if you call in and we're on the phone with someone else, just know you're going to be A-okay. We're going to get to you as soon as we can. Also, I want to say a big shout out to Nicholas. Thank you, Nicholas, for solving.
Yes.
That was a great, great.
So I know we have some people who have their phones ready to call in and text in, but Dr. Shah, would you mind opening us up in prayer just to kind of get our minds and our hearts set for where we're headed tonight?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, many times when we are talking about prayer, we're talking about prayer, we're not praying.
That's right.
That's
and
right.
So we need to pray and at least begin this time of asking God to intervene and to touch the lives of people, whether they are in this community or other side of the globe.
That's
so
right.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you today, and God, we thank you for this opportunity to spend some time in prayer. And this is not about a church. This is about God's people who believe in the living, true, triune God, those who believe that Jesus Christ is the way, truth, and life are coming together, and on the authority of your word, the Bible, just the way we read a few moments ago, that if we have this confidence that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. God, we come in that confidence because Jesus has made the way for us to come to you. And so, God, we pray for those people who are struggling with something in their life. Lord, we pray for those who are looking for spiritual looking for physical healing. They may be in the hospital. They may be facing some diagnosis. Lord, we just pray your hand of comfort to be upon them, your hand of healing to be upon them. God, we also pray for those who are struggling for financial needs. Lord, we pray that you would meet their needs. And God, we pray for those who are struggling spiritually. God, we pray that you would touch their lives as well. Once again, God, we pray that this time would be glorifying to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Sean.
Thank you so much. Guys, those lines are open. You guys can go ahead and feel free to call in anytime you want to. We're excited to hear from you. And Dr. Shaw, as we're doing this live stream, we're talking about prayers that get heard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That was one of the sermons that you preached once, prayers that get heard. And a lot of times I think what Christians do is when we pray, We're doing it with the understanding that this is my last resort. This is, yeah. I've tried everything.
I can't do anything else. I guess I'll just pray.
I have tried everything that I can think to try. No solutions are presenting itself. I'm completely out of options. I think the Lord is telling me that it's time to pray. When really it's the exact opposite. When things come against us, the Lord wants us to come to him first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Absolutely. That's right. Don't let that be the last thing you do. Just like sometimes there are people who are struggling with some sickness and they wait till the last moment and then they go to the doctor and say, do something.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you're a little late.
Yeah.
Thank God that prayer is never too late.
Amen.
That's right. Where does this last resort mentality of prayer come in?
Well, I mean, it's just because we try every avenue mm-hmm. before we come to God in prayer.
That's right.
We try everything. And yes, we should try everything, but don't forget, God is the one who's ultimately in control.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So come to him.
Amen. I think about the prayer life of Jesus. If there's ever any one person in the Bible who you can look at their prayer life and say, wow, he really understood it. Of course, it's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now you think to yourself, well, that's kind of a cop-out, right? Because he's the son of God.
It's kind of a given.
But think about that. He didn't have to get up early in the morning and make it a habit to go prayer. He was God. And yet he did that. First off, yes, to model for us, but also because he wanted to. You could tell that Jesus loved talking with his Father.
Amen. Amen. Yes. And his disciples asked him to teach us to pray, and it begins with our Father in heaven.
That's right.
I mean, he taught them to call God their Father.
There's a reason we memorize the Lord's Prayer.
Absolutely.
It's not just, you know, a cute little memory verse that we have cross-stitched in our homes, or kids come home with a coloring book. It's a model for us. It's a pattern, and it's a good routine. It's a good repetition to kind of train your mind to think about prayer.
If you look at someone like Jesus who's taking the time out of his day to get up and pray, he's making that a priority.
Yeah.
Why do you think so many Christians feel comfortable enough to not do it? You know what I mean? Like, why do I feel like, okay, even still, after all these years of being a Christian, why do I still feel like, you know?
Why am I okay with not prioritizing
prayer? Right. I'll pray when I get the chance.
Yeah.
Or I'll pray when I really need something. Or like I said earlier, I'll pray when I'm out of options. Yeah. Have you ever like felt like that?
I have 100% felt like that. And it's not usually in the big things. I don't usually struggle to remember to pray for the big things because, you know, those are the big things. I feel comfortable and confident taking those to God. It's in the little things and details and the minor inconveniences or small wants in life that I'm like, I just gotta work this out. I gotta plow ahead. But God wants to know those too.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to
That's
know
right.
God wants you to come to him with the big and small desires.
Absolutely.
Of your heart.
I mean, it may be something as simple as Lord, help me as I have to run to the grocery store very quickly. I have a few things to pick up, but then I have to run to my son's school mm-hmm. or I have to run by a medical appointment I have, whatever. It can be very small. That's okay to pray for that as well.
Right.
Pray for those things.
Right.
God, as I go here, pay for my gas, Lord, help me, guide me, protect me.
Right.
And that's fine too.
Yeah. God is not too big to care about the little details of your life. He's your Heavenly Father who loves you.
Amen.
One thing I just thought about for all the people who are watching online, like if you have a prayer request and you don't want to call into the show, or even if you just can't get to your phone to text, if you're watching on Facebook right now, you can type those prayer requests in.
Yeah,
we'll be glad to pray
the
with
comments.
Them. Yeah, because like I said, we've got an entire team in this room right now monitoring the chat. We've got a team on Facebook. We've got a team on YouTube. We've got a team on the church website. So there's three places where this is live right now. Not only to mention that it's going on pray.com later, Truth Network later, but you know, as we're talking, you know, there's a prayer request in your life. That empty inbox kind of shows us how hesitant we are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like we're looking at this empty inbox 20, 30 minutes into the live stream. And so it sort of shows like, hey, people are uncomfortable with this. You don't have to be. It's talking to your Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
Well, we have people texting in, and we have one praying for his grandfather, mm-hmm. that God would have his hand of healing upon him, mm-hmm. and through this struggle that his grandfather is going through, physical, that he will have spiritual healing as well.
Mm.
So Ryan, would you pray for us regarding this one person?
Absolutely. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God of healing, that you are a God who surpasses all of our medical knowledge and all of our doctors and all of their wisdom and supersedes all of our care. And God, we pray right now for this individual and for his grandpa named Freddie. I pray that, number one, you bring physical healing into his life, that you would restore his body, strengthen his limbs and his nervous system and his immune system. I pray that you would bring good health to him. And God, I pray that through this, that you would help him to look to you, that you would help him to glorify you in his thoughts, in his attitude, in his actions. I pray that through him, those around him would be impacted, knowing that not only are you a God of healing, but you're a God of truth, and you're a God who cares about the details of our lives and who is involved in every step of the way. I pray for this individual that you would encourage him as well, that you would comfort him, knowing that you are a God who hears us and a God who knows exactly what is going on in our minds and in our hearts. We love you, and we ask all this in your Son's name. Amen.
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 And as those prayer requests are coming in, I mean, I'll put my money where my mouth is if you guys would pray for my dad. You know, a lot of people online know, and a lot of people in our community know, and in our church know that my dad has been struggling with pneumonia. So my dad, he had an accident. Oh, he didn't have an accident, but he had a breathing episode. Oh, man. When was basketball Sunday? March?
It would have been February.
February, yeah. So we got the news in February that my dad had had a breathing episode where he had to be hospitalized, and I think he's been in the hospital since February. Now he got released for my nephew's first birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
He was released for about 3 or 4 days. Other than that, it's been a straight hospital visit, and it's been one thing after another. Right now, it's pneumonia, and the way his lungs are. His lungs are a little bit too weak to be fighting off the pneumonia. The good thing is, God be praised, every bit of news that we've got has been good.
Mm.
But it's just slow.
Yeah.
You know, it's slow. And it's one of those things where I think even in this, God is teaching me patience.
Yeah.
And God is teaching me. So, I mean, we could pray for
Absolutely.
My dad.
Let's pray for Mike.
Okay.
Father, we come before you today, and we just pray for Michael, Lord. God, as he is facing this frustrating time being in the hospital for months, we can imagine how difficult it is on him, how difficult it is on the family to have to go through this, Lord. Lord, we just pray for, number one, your healing hand upon him, Lord, that you would strengthen his body, that it may fight away that pneumonia, to strengthen his lungs, that he may be able to breathe better. God, we pray that in these times of sitting back and looking at the ceiling, most of the time in the hospital, Lord, I pray that you would speak to him, that it's not just a ceiling, but Lord, that he will see you. And in the process, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will transform his heart and continue to work in his life, Lord. And we pray for the whole family, Lord, as all of them are going through this together. I pray that you would give them endurance, that you would give them patience, that you would give them faith and also hope. Lord, that they will know that there is a better day coming, that he will come home from the hospital and he'll be able to have a good life and enjoy time with his family, with his children, his grandchildren. God, again, we also pray that for the spiritual thing as well, Lord, we pray that the whole family will draw closer to Jesus Christ through this. In fact, that's our prayer for every person who's calling in or texting or messaging, Lord, that in all of this, people will draw closer to Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
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 Dr. Shah, I love what you have described about prayer, is that God's will for us is what we would think to pray for ourselves if we had the sense to ask for it.
Wow.
That, when you said that to me, I can't remember if it was, I think it was in a message and then also in an episode of the radio show, that completely transformed the way that I thought about prayer, the way that I thought about praying for God's will. It's not just kind of this unattainable thing that I'm chasing after and, you know, right, hope to land somewhere near it. God's will is what I would, if I had the sense to ask for it, that's what I'd be praying for myself.
Have you found that your prayers have, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but have you found that your prayers have changed the more you've matured as a Christian?
Oh, yes. In the early days, I grew up different. I grew up with a family that believed in prayer. I grew up in a home where the dad, who was also a pastor, was very prayer-focused. My mom was also a woman of prayer. Every night, her time to pray was at night. Dad's time to pray was in the daytime. Grandmother's time was first thing in the morning. Mm. But I saw people praying throughout the day.
I was going to say, somebody in your household was praying as the day was going on.
Absolutely. And so I saw that. So I always believed in prayer. But as you leave your home and you face difficult situations in life, or you are away from those things that made you who you were, sometimes you lose that focus. Mm. And so I never really stopped praying, but I was not praying like I used to.
Amen.
And then I began to, God took me through a series of struggles and brought me back to Him. Amen. And my prayer life picked up and it began to grow. And then when God called me in the ministry, I knew I cannot function without prayer.
Right.
And then through ups and downs in life, like I had back surgery, I had a tumor in my back, nothing wrong, but I had a tumor in my back. So that happened. And so my prayer life went up some more. Mm-hmm. So all that to say, yes, I have grown as circumstances have come in my life.
Amen. And that's a beautiful picture of God not causing bad things to happen, but taking us through those difficult moments in life to teach us to pray.
Well, we have a
caller. Yes, we have our first caller. In fact, we have two in the queue right now. So I'm going to go ahead and answer the first caller right now. I think we're good. Oh, here it comes. It's connecting. All right, caller, you're on the air with the Clearview Today Show. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, thank you, and thank you all for just taking this time and committing this time to prayer. It's so encouraging. I just want to call and share that and just encourage you all in this, and just love your ministry and love what God's doing through
Amen.
Dr. Shah and everyone there.
Amen. Is there anything Amen. We can be praying for you about?
Well, pray for wisdom. I've got some pretty big decisions I've got to make, and I feel convicted recently of the Lord that I'm probably not relying on Him as much as I should with these things, and that's why even making this phone call is kind of a little bit of my declaration of independence for myself and onto Him. So I really do appreciate that, and that would probably be my biggest thing right now.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Ryan, do you want to pray?
Yes, absolutely. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this caller, for our dear friend. And God, I pray right now with the decisions that are laid out before him, God, I pray that you would just give him wisdom. I pray that you would help him to, like he said, make this his declaration of independence from himself and reliance upon you. And I pray that you would lay out discernment in front of him, direct every one of his steps, every one of his moments, interactions, his decisions. I pray that you would make a clear path forward and that you would be glorified in the decisions that are made. I pray that you would bless him, bless his family, bless his ministry, and I pray that you continue to be glorified in his life. We love you. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling in. We are really, really glad you chose to call in this evening.
Hey, really appreciate it, guys. God bless you and keep doing what you're doing. What a blessing.
God bless you as well. Thank you, sir. All right. We actually have another caller. I'm going to go ahead and connect it right now. Hello. You are on the Clearview Today Show. Hey, thank you for calling in.
I have a prayer request. It's for my mom.
Okay.
She's been to the ER a couple times over the past month, and they are having difficulty like figuring out exactly what's going on. So just some prayers for some answers soon. She's in a lot of pain in her abdominal area.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is there a name that we can pray for, or just for your mother?
Oh yeah, Dee Harrison.
Dee, okay, absolutely. Well, let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you right now that you've given us this opportunity to come together into your house, just to do this, just to be able to have people call in. And God, I just thank you for Dee, for her family. I just pray for healing for this abdominal pain that she's going through, God. I just pray that you would see her through this, that you would comfort her, her family, that you would be with the doctors as they're guiding her and leading her, that you would just give her comfort and peace and help her to remember that prayer works, that there are people right now who know her, who don't know her, but there are people all over the world listening to this broadcast right now who are praying, who are lifting up Dee and her family in prayer. Mm. So God, I just pray for wisdom. I pray for peace. I pray for comfort for her and her family. And in all things, God, I just pray that you would just cast her eyes upon you, that even through all of this, you would work this together for good. We love you. We praise you and worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon. That's awesome.
All right. I mean, this is great. I mean, this is what we are doing. We're taking, there's some more texts have come in. People asking us to pray for them. We have somebody who is possibly going into a surgery, and they're looking for I'm trying to get this phrase right.
Sure.
Possibly low blood count, and seeing a hematologist. So let's pray for this person.
Absolutely.
I know it's been a long, frustrating process for them, because mm-hmm. I know this family, and so let's pray for God's healing, God's comfort. And that God will work all things together for good.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
I shared with this family that sometimes, you know, you wonder, what is happening? Mm-hmm. Why is God not immediately healing? And why is he making us go through this process of, oh, this is it. No, wait, it's not it. Mm-hmm. And okay, I think this is it. Well, wait, that's not it either. Why does God allow that? I think in all of this, he is reminding us, number one, that this life is not our home.
That's right.
Is not our
exactly
ultimate
right.
home. Sometimes we get so enamored and so in love with our world,
yeah,
with this world, mm-hmm. that we feel like this is it. This is the best life.
Right. Yeah.
So when we go through these struggles, God is telling us, don't hold too tightly.
That's right.
Secondly, it's also to remind us that God is sovereign. He's mm-hmm. in control. We just have to trust him, have our faith in him.
That's right.
And so that's also important. And then also, he wants to use our testimony before the watching world. Mm. So John, you have another call?
Yeah, well, not, I don't have a call, but I have a text. Someone else texted and asked him for prayer, but it's anonymous. But basically, this person saw a doctor at Duke this week who's doing some tests and blood work to try to find out what's going on. They're having neuropathy in their legs and their feet, and they have been for quite a while, very painful at night. This person does not sleep well. Possibility is from having chemo 10 years ago or from the spinal fractures that they had 2 years ago. Mm. But so anyway, they wanted just an anonymous prayer for that.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, let's pray for both of these.
Sure, right, absolutely. Now.
Father, we come before you, and I got to pray especially for the first one, Lord, as they're struggling to find the right treatment, but Lord, it seems like there is some light here, and they can see some hope here. So Lord, we know that you're in control. We know that from your perspective, the healing has already begun. So we just pray, God, that you would infuse them with hope, with courage, and with faith. Lord, just like the father prayed for his son and said to Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief. Mm. So God, there is faith there, but sometimes it begins to run on fumes. And so we just pray, Lord, through your word in the power of the Holy Spirit, and even through this prayer time together, Lord, that their faith will grow and that they will know that they have a Heavenly Father who hasn't for a single moment taken his eyes off of what's happening here. That he is in control, and that he will make a way, and that everything will be fine. I pray for the doctors, the nurses, wherever clinic they're going to go. I pray, Lord, that you would help them to be able to find some solution and find it soon. God, we love you. We trust you. Let our hearts not be discouraged by the bad news or the uncertainties. We know that the enemy loves to exploit that. We just pray, God, that you would guard us as we submit to you and as we reject him, that he will flee from us, and that we will walk in that victory that you have given to us. God, we also pray for this other prayer request, the anonymous one that just came in. Pray for this situation as well, Lord. We pray for your healing hand. We pray, Lord, that whatever it is that, seems like it's coming from some previous medical history, we just pray, God, that, you will work all things together for good. God, we pray for healing. We pray for physical healing. But God, we also pray for spiritual healing. We pray for the family, Lord. We pray if there's something going on there that the enemy is exploiting, or if something going on there that seems to be weighing heavy, God, I pray that you would use this situation to also minister to that situation, Lord. Maybe it's unity. Maybe it's love. Maybe it's that they will bear fruits unto holiness. And so, God, we pray that you will work all things together for good. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We've got another text that just came in for a prayer request. It says, pray for my faith. It's gotten weak due to my sickness and the death of my second father, my uncle. So it's his uncle functioned like a second father to him. It's made me weak. So praying for restoration of faith and recovery after sickness.
Mm. Yeah, I can pray for that.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you right now and just pray for this person who's calling in with weakened faith. God, we've been there. I've been there. I've had my faith shaken. I've had doubts come in. And I think everybody in this room, everybody listening to this broadcast, they've had that happen. But God, we just pray for continued strength. We pray for healing. We pray for a renewed faith. And part of that is listening to this broadcast. Part of that is talking. Part of that is having the courage to call in or to text in and ask for someone else to pray on your behalf. You know, that's what Jesus does for us. It says that Jesus and the Holy Spirit are always praying on our behalf. They're interceding for us. And so, God, I just want to pray for this person. I pray that you would put things in their life. They may be good things. They may be obstacles. But, God, through those obstacles or through those good things, those blessings, I pray that this person would see you move in a powerful way in their life. I just pray that their faith would be strengthened. I pray that they would come back to you if that's what it takes. But, God, in all things, I just pray that your cross, your glory would shine in this person's life. And in our lives as well, let us never to think that we've got it made, or that we're just going to cruise through the Christian life. Because at any moment, it could be me with a weakened faith. It could be us with a weakened faith. Mm-hmm. And so, God, I just pray for our brother or our sister in Christ. Help them to give them focus, to give them discernment and wisdom. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We have another caller. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and connect. Good evening, caller. You are on the air with the Clearview Today Show.
Hi. How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing very well. How are you doing?
Good, good. Well, I was wanting to call in for a specific prayer request. I have a daughter that is doing her law degree, and she is right now in Charlotte doing an internship, and I'm just definitely like to pray for her safety, but also that she learns a lot and that she does really well, that they really enjoy having her on board.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ryan, you want to take it?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for new opportunities. Thank you for opening the door, creating a path forward, and creating wonderful opportunities for this young lady as her mom is calling in and describing this to us. And God, I just pray that you would give her discernment in these days ahead as she begins her internship. I pray for her safety. I pray for wisdom for her. I pray that she would glorify you in her words and in her actions. And this will be a time of growth for her, not just intellectual growth and growth in her intended career, but it will be a time of spiritual growth and a time of renewal, a time of drawing her spirit back to you and renewing her spirit. And I pray that for her and for her family as well. Thank you for this mom praying for her kids. I pray that you'll bless her family. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, we have, absolutely. Thank you so much,
Thank
caller.
Thank you for calling.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. We also had an anonymous prayer request come in, having financial difficulties and need to sell my home as soon as possible. That's one of those things that people they tend to not pray for. Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird?
That's right. That's right. You know, before we pray for that, I want to share a little bit about my trip to England.
Mm. Yes.
This was Nicole and I went to Great Britain, I guess you can say, to the UK for a conference. And so this was a conference in my field of textual criticism. And we decided to make a trip out of it because we were preparing for our summer series, Digging Deep, mm-hmm. Great Britain, where we're going to learn about the spiritual heritage through Great Britain. You know, where do we come from? Mm-hmm. Of course, you come from Jerusalem, I guess. You can say that's where the cross and the empty tomb, that's where the church expanded and grew from. But if you look at it, our immediate heritage was from England.
Right. Right. And learning about, you know, this ancient history throughout Great Britain. I mean, people say Great Britain, they have kind of preconceived notions about who these people are and what Great Britain looked like. But the history of Christianity through Great Britain and how these people kind of morphed and changed over time and people groups didn't look the same through different eras of history. It's just fascinating to see how, you know, even through all of those changes, God had his hand and Christianity was moving through Great Britain.
Mm-hmm. And one of the places I really wanted to visit was George Mueller's home.
I know.
I you telling us about
We've done character studies about him on the show before.
Yeah. That's right.
But I'm sure it's something else to be able to see his actual home.
Right. So, it was his museum. That's where the orphanage was. Mm-hmm. If you know anything about George Mueller, he was originally from Germany, mm-hmm. or I guess Austria. And he came to England. Mm-hmm. This is in the mid-1800s. And he was really burdened mm-hmm. with the little children he saw on the streets. Mm-hmm. And these children were orphans. These children were struggling, hungry, poor, homeless. And he decided to build an orphanage to take care of them.
Mm. Wow.
He was a man of prayer. But he believed that he was not going to go around asking people, you know, with his hat, please give me some money. So he said, I'm just going to pray to God and see if God will answer my prayer.
Wow. That's
incredible. Here's the amazing thing about George Mueller. He never asked for that money. He simply prayed, and God provided for the needs.
Praise God.
Of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of orphans.
Wow.
Wow.
And he was, so if you've never read his autobiography, read it. It's really his diary. Mm-hmm. Having needs, going to the Lord in prayer, and having that need met.
This is the same, correct me if I'm wrong, this was the same person that they're trying to feed all the kids in like the cafeteria area, and there's not enough food, and the people are like, what do you want us to do? And they pray, and then God answers that prayer in a powerful
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Do you want to share a little
Absolutely.
Bit about that story?
So one morning, his staff comes to him and says, look, Mr. Mueller, we don't have anything. It's lunchtime. In about an hour or two, there's no food. Mm. And he was like, well, God will provide. Mm. Get everybody ready. Lunchtime. Get them in the dining hall. By the way, we stood there outside the first building that he built.
The dining hall?
The orphanage.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
So I don't know exactly where the dining hall may have been, but that's it. That's where we were. Mm-hmm. And those are pictures. If you're watching us online, you can probably see that. But Nicole and I stood there, and it was amazing for me to imagine him telling his staff to have all these little children sit mm-hmm. around the big dining hall. And they prayed. Mm-hmm. Before he even finished his prayer, there was a knock at the door.
Wow.
And a local, I can't remember, it was a shop, like a bakery or whatever it was. They were there because they had all this excess food and they wanted to give that to the orphanage.
That's incredible.
And they were able to feed all those children. And that was not the only time that happened. That happened again and again. Wow. Now, I want to read for you this, because before we pray for this person with financial needs, and I know there are so many others who are struggling with financial needs, he said this. He said, money is really worth no more than as it can be used to accomplish the Lord's work. Mm. Life is worth as much as it is spent for the Lord's service.
Amen.
So get your idea about money in the right perspective, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It is God's money. As long as you want to use it for his purpose, look, you will never lack supplies.
That's right.
Amen. And I know sometimes you wonder, there's a picture
of
Ashley Down Orphanage in Bristol. That's where we were.
Wow.
So he would pray, and he would pray nonstop. Mm-hmm. And God kept providing. Mm. So my encouragement to people who are struggling with finances is, hey, look, put God first.
Amen. That's right.
Right? Put God first. And God, I want to honor you. I want to give to you. And we don't give so we can get. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a theology out there, which is send money to us and, you'll be rich. That is, in my opinion, not biblical.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you give because you're doing it out of faithfulness to God.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So I encourage you to make that commitment to God and say, God, I want to give to you. Yeah. I want to support your work in this world.
It's a much different motivation of the heart. It's not just, I want to see what I can get. So you're giving, but your hand is also outstretched for what you're going to get back in return. This is just giving because you know it doesn't belong to you anyway.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Right.
I want us to pray for this person, then I would like to read a long quote by George Mueller on prayer.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity just to have our needs heard by you, to know that you know our heart and our desires and our situation, the good, the bad, and the in-between. And God, I pray for this individual right now who is experiencing financial difficulties. I pray that you would, number one, encourage them, let them know that you are near to them, that you see them, that you know exactly what they're dealing with. And God, we pray for you to line things up so that they would be able to sell their house, that you would make a way forward for that transaction to go through, that you would bring along the right buyer at the right time. Most importantly, God, I pray that you would help all of us to think rightly about our finances, about what you have entrusted to us, and remind us that it doesn't belong to us anyway. It belongs to you. So to use it for your kingdom and for your glory, our finances, our time, our energy, our talents, everything that you have blessed us with, every resource that we have, God, it's yours anyway.
That's
help
right.
us to turn it back around in an act of worship and humble submission to you. We love you. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Two callers
yes,
right now.
Yes.
Let's do that before first, and then I will read George Mueller's
All
quote
right,
later.
We're going to go ahead and connect with the first caller right now. Hey, thank you so much for calling. You are on the air with the Clearview Today Show.
Hello.
Hello, how
Hi.
Are you?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing very well, doing very well. Thank you for calling. How can we pray for you tonight?
I am requesting prayers for our children. As they are young adults and, you know, they're really getting their feet wet of entering the world.
Mm.
But that as they, you know, move forward and as they continue to grow, even those that are not in the working world yet or that are teenagers, just that they will lean on God and, you know, really open up to him and strengthen their spiritual walk for any challenges they may face
Amen.
As they move forward.
Amen. Amen. We'll certainly pray for, let's go ahead and pray for them now. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this caller, for her children, for the opportunities that you're opening up just to keep ministering, just to keep showing your word, to keep showing yourself faithful. We want to thank you for that. And I would just pray that, God, that this caller's children would see that, that you would open their eyes, open their hearts, open their minds, and to stand firm against the wiles of the enemy in this world. We know that so many things are going to come against us, against them, against all of us, God. And so we just want to pray for persistence. We want to pray for discipline and discernment. We want to pray for just wisdom as we face the things of this world. God, we know that every good and perfect thing, it only can come from you. And so when we have those wins in life, when we find ourselves blessed, help us to remember that it comes from you. I just pray that that you would guide these children, even though they're young adults. God, they're facing the world, and we know that it can be an ugly world. It can be a very difficult world. But God, you show yourself faithful through all the difficulties. And so I just pray that you would help them not only to feel that, but to see that, to acknowledge that, to turn back to you, and to, if they're not saved, to give their lives to you. If they are saved, God, to come back. You know, most of life is always just coming back to you. And so I just pray that you would help them to do that. Be with this caller, be with her family, be with her children. In all things that we do, God, just help us to have hearts that are eager to return to you. In Jesus' name, we pray all these things. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much for calling.
Amen.
All right.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you soon. All right. We have another caller. Let me go on ahead and connect this call right here. Hello, caller. You on the Clearview Today Show?
Hey, thank you all so much for doing this. I've got a couple of dear friends that are both dealing with some severe health issues. One's got a cancer diagnosis and one's had some major back surgery just today.
Amen.
Absolutely. Let's pray for them.
Let's do it.
Cancer and back surgery.
Absolutely.
Father, we come before you today. And God, the reason we're coming together and praying is to challenge and encourage the body of Christ, not just of one church, but churches all across this community, this state, this nation, even this world, to bring all of us together in corporate prayer. And God, we're doing this because there is power in prayer. There's power in individual prayer, and then there's power in corporate prayer. So that's why, Lord, your children are coming together and interceding for one another, because that's how also how you listen to us and how you answer us. In fact, you want us to do that for one another. God, we pray for this person who is going through this cancer situation. Lord, we pray for your healing hand there. We pray, Lord, for your encouragement in this family's life. Lord, I know that it can be very difficult in many days. It feels very hopeless and discouraging. I just pray, Lord, that you would fill their hearts, Lord, with love, with faith, with hope. Lord, wherever they are, whether they're in the clinic or whether they are in the waiting room or they're driving or they're staying overnight somewhere, Lord, everywhere, I pray, God, not only for your protection, not only for your healing, but I pray, God, that you would use them to touch the lives of people all around them. God, also pray for this one who just went through a back surgery. Having been through one myself, Lord, I know it can be very, very painful. It can be frustrating as you're trying to get back to normalcy. I pray, Lord, that you would give this person patience. I pray, Lord, that nothing will set them back, but every step of the way, Lord, they will get stronger and stronger and be able to get back to normal life. But even more than that, God, we pray that you will use this surgery to bring someone somewhere to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lord, that is our prayer for everything, that through our trials, through our pain, through our suffering, that people around us will find eternal life, will have their eternal destinies changed. God, we love you and we thank you. Thank you for this brother who called. Pray, Lord, that you will bless him too, his family, his needs, and the desires of his heart. Lord, we pray your hand upon him as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Amen. I mean, thank you.
Absolutely. We had two more. We have two more callers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, here.
Let's do it.
Let's go ahead and connect. Hello, caller. You're on the air with the Clearview Today Show.
Hi. I was wondering if you would not mind praying for some family and friends that we're spending time with this holiday weekend that are just not saved and not living for Christ.
Absolutely. Yes, we'll pray for them right now. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this caller. I thank you for, again, the opportunities that you give us to spread the word, to pray for our friends who are not saved. And so I just want to pray for this caller, for her family, for her friends. I just pray that salvation would come to them through faith and through hearing, that if you present the opportunity, God, that this caller would be faithful to share the gospel, as I'm sure they've done many times. But God, I just pray that you would give them the opportunity that they would hear the word, and that they would respond to it. They would come to see that you are the only way, you are the only truth, you are the only life, and that you would bring them to salvation. We can't think of anything better, any greater outcome of this prayer vigil and this live stream than to know that someone was saved as a direct response to our prayers. And so we just want to thank you for that. We pray for healing. We pray for wisdom. We pray for discernment and all these things. We love you and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you so much for calling.
Absolutely. They're really pouring in now. We got two more.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Hello, caller. You're on the air with the Clearview Today Show.
Hey, John. How are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, I just wanted to say real quick, I love what you guys do, and I think you're great. I love your dedication and commitment to what you guys are doing. I'm very blessed to be part of the men's ministry at Clearview, and just very thankful for that, man.
Amen.
So I guess my prayer request is I have a baby girl on the way. My wife is pregnant, and she's due in October.
Wow.
And I just wanted to pray for her safety.
Absolutely. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for new life. Thank you that you are a God who lays out our steps even before we are born. And God, we just thank you for this precious little girl who is growing right now. I pray for this this family. I pray that you would continue to knit them together. God, I thank you for their faithfulness in serving. I pray that you would continue to encourage them, give them opportunities to pour into their kids, and this, especially this little one on the way. I pray that you would help her to grow healthy and strong. I pray that you would bless mom as well. I pray that you keep her healthy and strong. And as they head toward delivery, God, I pray that you would help them to continue to trust in you, to lean on you for comfort, for direction, for guidance. And I pray that you would be glorified in their life and use this as an opportunity so that others would see their faithfulness and be inspired to follow you, would be inspired to live a life that is submitted to you, that glorifies you and it looks to you in every moment of their lives. The moments where we are hurting, and God, the moments where we're rejoicing and overjoyed. We thank you for this little girl. I pray that you continue to bless this family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
No problem. We'll talk to you soon. I've got one more in the queue. And then, let me see. Let's get it connected. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely, absolutely. How can we pray for you tonight?
I have a prayer request for a friend of mine who's going through a very difficult time with her family. And I just have been praying for her in that situation. And I just was hoping you guys would pray with me that God would intervene.
Amen.
For them.
Yeah,
absolutely. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today, and God, we pray for this one who is facing this difficult time with family. Lord, we know how sometimes the enemy can get in, and before you know it, he is bringing division, and he is bringing misunderstandings and miscommunications, and he is exploiting it for the worst. But God, this time is not to talk about the enemy. This time is to identify it and turn to you for help. Mm-hmm. And so, God, not just this family, but many other families are also turning to you for help. And God, they're praying that you will intervene in their family, Lord. Give each of them, especially this friend, the wisdom that she needs to see things from your perspective. God, that you would help her to see the principles in the Word of God that would guide her steps. Many times we want to make decisions based on our emotions, on our impulse, but instead, Lord, help her to submit to the leadership of the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit do the work that we can never do. God, we pray for healing. We pray, God, for reconciliation. We pray a new normal that would bring respect, mutual respect and understanding, a new normal where Jesus Christ is Lord. A new normal where there is nobody superior or inferior, but God, in all of these things, that only Jesus Christ is lifted up. And God, we pray that through this unfortunate situation or where many families find themselves, God, we pray that you would do a great work in bringing many to Jesus Christ. God, we trust you, we love you. And we thank you, Lord, for this time to pray, not just for this one family, but thousands upon thousands of families that are struggling in similar ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Calling. Yes, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, before we took these calls, and it's great to hear people calling in. Mm-hmm. I know there are more calling in.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take a quick moment and read from George Mueller mm-hmm. on prayer, because it's gonna help us, because yeah. We're not only praying and not only fellowshipping and sharing with one another, but we're also growing in our knowledge.
That's right.
Of prayer.
Yeah,
George Mueller, as you know, some of you have heard me talk about him. He came to England, built an orphanage to help a lot of these kids who were on the streets, who were hungry, homeless, left to die, really. Mm. But he didn't have any money, and he made a vow that he would not ask for money, but he would simply pray.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to see this, listen to this quote. It's a long quote, but it really helps us understand how he viewed prayer.
Yeah.
He said, "It is not enough for the believer to begin to pray, nor to pray correctly, nor is it enough to continue for a time to pray. We must patiently, believingly, continue in prayer until we obtain an answer.
Amen. Mm. Amen.
You know, sometimes we stop praying because, well, I tried, you know, I just kind of have left it in the hands. No, keep praying until God gives you the answer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I don't want to force my will. God will redirect your will. Don't worry about that.
That's right.
But you don't give up on prayer.
That's right.
You don't give up on asking. Maybe God wants to do that because he wants to talk to you more.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do something deep in your heart. Maybe it's not the time yet.
Right? I have 100% thought that before, but now hearing it out loud, I'm like, how is my will going to supersede God's will?
Right.
Even in prayer repetition, I'm not going to override God's will.
Right, right. And then he says, further, we have not only to continue in prayer until the end, but we have also to believe that God does hear us and will answer our prayers. Most frequently, we fail in not continuing in prayer until the blessing is obtained and in not expecting the blessing. Those who are the disciples of the Lord Jesus should labor with all their might in the work of God as if everything depends upon their own endeavors.
That's right.
And that's something we do here at Clearview.
Oh, yes.
Hey, look, work as if it all depends on you.
That's right.
And as someone said, but pray as if it all depends on God.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
It says, yet having done so, they should not in the least trust in their labor and efforts, nor in the means that they use for the spread of the truth, but in God alone. And they should with all earnestness seek the blessing of God in persevering, patient, and believing prayer. Then he goes on to say, here is the great secret of success, my Christian reader. Work with all your might, but never trust in your work. Pray with all your might for the blessing in God, but work at the same time with all diligence, with all patience, and with all perseverance. Pray then and work. Work and pray.
Mm.
you see what he's doing?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And still again, pray and then work. And so on all the days of your life. The result will surely be abundant blessing. Whether you see much fruit or little fruit, such kind of service will be blessed.
Amen.
The people often wonder, it's like, should I work? I mean, should I sit back? I mean, should I just pray? Or should I pray? Work? Both.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
And keep doing it.
That's
Don't
right.
Stop. Keep doing it.
All right, we got two more callers.
Okay.
Good evening, caller. You are on the air with the Clearview Today Show.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well.
How can we pray for you this evening?
So I have a prayer request today during the working day. I found out that one of my good coworkers, his name is Jamie, him and his wife, she's currently going through some health issues, and unfortunately the doctors have not been able to diagnose what is the issue. They have three beautiful little girls who are 4, 3, and 9 months old.
Mm-hmm.
So just prayers for healing, prayers for, you know, patience and just wisdom to be able to navigate these unknown times right now and Absolutely. The stress of everyday life and raising, you know, a family and with having to deal with hospital visits.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this caller, for his heart, for his friends, for his coworkers. And God, we pray right now for Jamie and his wife. I pray for, first and foremost, answers. It is difficult to sit in a season of waiting, in a season of unknown. And God, we pray for comfort for the two of them, for their family, as they are leading their three little girls. I pray that you would give them endurance as they're navigating hospital visits and waiting to hear back from doctors and disappointment from not being able to have a diagnosis yet. And God, I pray that you would guide the doctors, give them wisdom, help them to determine the cause of this ailment and the best course of treatment. I pray for healing for Jamie's wife, and I pray for comfort for the two of them, for peace. Your word describes it as peace that passes all understanding. And I pray that you would grant that to this family. I pray for this caller and for his family as well. I pray that you would bless him as he leads others. I pray that you would pour into him so that he can in turn pour into others and be a blessing, a continued blessing in their lives. We love you. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We do have one more. Let me go ahead and connect. Okay. Hello, caller. You are on the air with the Clearview Today Show. Good evening.
Hello. I just wanted to thank y'all for doing this tonight. I am blessed to be a part of Anchor of Hope Ministry at Clearview. And we have such a big list of names, no way or concerns that I could name them all, but a lot of them are cancer related. They are sicknesses, healing from surgeries and marriages that are being attacked, all sorts of things. But we know that God knows each and every one. And I would just ask that you pray for the Anchor of Hope list and pray for us as a ministry so that God will continue to use us and help us to be a shining light for Him. Mm,
absolutely.
You know, if I can say something about that ministry, that is such a powerful ministry.
Yes. Very much so.
It is touching lives of people. I was at a function in our community, I believe on Tuesday, and the gentleman came to me and asked for prayer, and he shared about his life, had gone through some loss, and I said, you know, I remember that, and the Anchor of Hope Ministry ministered to that family.
Wow.
During those difficult days, you know, and so it just blessed my heart, because here I was in the community. And then to hear that the Anchor of Hope Ministry had already touched that person.
That's so wonderful.
So I'm for one, so grateful. And this is a ministry that is open to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Cool.
Yes, we don't only at Clearview Church. We, as a matter of fact, we had a meeting last night and we prayed over blankets, and we've got some that are going out of state to different places. And one's for a young boy that's 17 years old that just found out he has stomach cancer. Cancer has spread. And so his mother has taken him out of state to a facility to try to get him help. And we're going to mail them their blanket and a love offering to try to help her with gas and everything to help her, just to let her know that we care.
That's so wonderful.
Well, wow. Thank you for that ministry from the bottom of our hearts.
Yes.
It really, really, really.
Thank you. I thank Clearview, because without you guys, I couldn't have it. Or we couldn't have it. It's a wonderful group of ladies that they believe in the power of prayer.
Amen.
And, amen.
God has been faithful.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's pray. Yes. Ryan, would you lead us in prayer?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this caller and for the Anchor of Hope Ministry, the ways that they are impacting people's lives, the ways that they are touching our community and making your son visible as we go and interact with people. God, they're going before us and meeting needs and ministering to those who are hurting. And we pray for those who are being impacted by the Anchor of Hope Ministry, those who are on the list who have yet to receive a gift or a blanket from the Anchor of Hope Ministry. I pray that you would I pray that blanket would be a source of comfort. It would be a reminder that you are with them, that you are a God who sees, a God who knows, and a God who heals. And they have people who love them and are praying for them. Your word tells us that you respond to the prayers of your people, and we thank you for the Anchor of Hope Ministry, who goes before others and prays on their behalf and lifts them up to you. I pray that you would bless this ministry, bless those who are involved, those who are leading. I pray that you would continue to be glorified in this ministry and the work that they do, not just here in our community, but as we're hearing tonight in the communities beyond, in states beyond where we are. And I pray that you would continue to bring along those who would support and grant resources, and I pray that you would continue to be glorified in the work that the Anchor of Hope Ministry does. Bless those who are on their list. We pray this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you. And God bless.
God bless you as well.
You know, talking about Anchor of Hope Ministry, that ministry also ministered to our family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in 2023, when I was, I had that phone call from my sister.
Mm-hmm.
That mom was not doing well. It wouldn't be very long.
Yeah.
And so, of course, everybody knows about the frenzy that began trying to get my visa, and then my passport got stuck, and all of that was going on. And it was, again, power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But the Anchor of Hope Ministry gave me a blanket that they prayed over.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing magical in the blanket, but it's the prayers of God's people that's going.
Right. That's right.
And so I took that blanket with me and took it to my mom.
Mm.
Now, you know, some people may say, well, she didn't get healed. Well, God gave her the ultimate healing.
That's exactly right.
You know, in this life, we can talk about healing physical, and I know we want physical healing, but greater than physical healing is a spiritual healing.
Amen. You're right.
And so after she passed away, which was the next day, you know, I arrived that one morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, she was gone. But then when we brought her body back to the house for the viewing and all of that, we took that same blanket and we draped it over the coffin.
Wow.
And it was, yeah, it was a
way. I didn't know that part.
It was a way to say, the prayers are answered.
That's amen. Right.
The
amen.
Prayers were answered.
I'm glad you did that. I knew that you were able to take that blanket with you, but I didn't know that you laid it over her coffin.
That's right.
That's beautiful.
That's right. And it stayed that way until the gravesite.
Amen. Wow. Amen. We've got another caller. I'm going to go ahead and connect. Good evening, caller. Thank you for calling the Clearview Today Show.
Hi. I just want to start out by thanking you for being a church that prioritizes prayer. Mm. And my request tonight is to pray for our country, that it will turn back to Christ after the assassination of the Jewish couple and the sadness that brought this last week. We just need such a deep healing, and we just need to pray for all of our leaders that are in Washington, and just continue to just keep them in our prayers and in our minds.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Absolutely. It's tragic. It's wrong. The anti-Semitic behavior that we have seen over the past couple of years,
terrible.
And then to see this happen, there is no justification for that.
None.
There is zero justification.
Zero. Yeah.
And we definitely need to pray in our nation for the Jewish people, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for all peoples, for
that's
that
right.
matter. We
right.
pray for everybody. God is pro all people.
That's right.
Especially for the Jewish people, that they shouldn't have to go through this and live in fear.
That's right.
Let's bow our heads in prayer, and in the process, we'll also pray for our nation.
Absolutely.
God, we come before you today, and God, we thank you for this caller and for giving her the heart to pray for our nation. And God, right now we pray especially for these families that have just lost their loved ones to something so meaningless, so mindless, so heinous, so evil. God, we don't know why people do such things, but we do know that this is coming from a place of evil. God, we just pray for your hand of love and comfort to be upon all those who are connected with these deaths. We pray, Lord, that you would help them in this painful time to look to Christ. Lord, that some will maybe even find Jesus Christ as their Messiah. God, we also pray for those who are lost and who has such hate and such bitterness and such confusion and misguidedness. I pray, God, that you would one by one help them to find Christ. Help them, Lord, to see the living true God, the God of grace, the God of mercy, the God who gave his son to die for us. He didn't come to take life. He came to give his son for us. Mm. And so, God, we pray that this world will see Jesus. God, we also pray for our nation as we have seen some good things happening in many quarters. Lord, we just pray that it would continue. We pray for revival in our nation. We pray for an awakening that would come in America. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling in this evening.
That's right. So exciting. Do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. We have one more caller. I'm going to go ahead and connect that right now. Good evening, caller. You are on the air with the Clearview Today Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, doing very well. How are you?
Thank you for calling in.
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, how can we pray for you this evening?
I teach at a Christian school, and I was just praying, wanted to pray for all of the new staff that will need to be hired for next year, that the Lord would go before us and hire exactly who he sees fit to help guide and mold these children, and that his timing would be sufficient.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. Let's pray for that right now. Heavenly Father, we just want to pray for this caller and for her staff, for her faculty, for all of the ones who are making these new hires, especially in a Christian school. God, the fact that we can even still have Christian schools in America today is nothing short of a blessing. And so we just want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for your provision, for your guidance, for your wisdom that are on the teachers that are already there, for all of the new hires who are coming in. God, I just pray that your hand would be upon that entire process, that you would select the right people for the job. And God, we know that our children are so precious. We know that their education, especially their biblical Christian education, is so precious and so important that only the best of the best, the people that you have chosen, will do. And so we just want to pray for that process. We want to pray for wisdom on behalf of everyone who is selecting those people. God, not just biblical wisdom, but also just God wisdom, that they would be attuned to you. They would be praying for the right person. They're praying for the right teachers and the right faculty and the right staff. We just pray for that school. We pray for this caller as she is has a hand in that process, maybe guiding that process, maybe has a say in that process. But in all things, God, just that your sovereignty would reign and that these children would get the biblical education that they deserve. We are so grateful that we have this opportunity. Thank you for this caller. Thank you for this live stream and everything that we're able to do because of your grace for us. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank calling. You so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much for praying.
Absolutely.
We've got an anonymous prayer request that's been submitted. It says, pray for the job the Lord has for me. I've spoken to a few recruiters today. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, absolutely. You want to, let's go ahead and pray?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this person who submitted this prayer request. God, I pray that you would thank you for the opportunities that you've lined up already to speak to several recruiters. I pray that you would create a clear path forward to employment. God, it's difficult to wait in the unknown. And so I pray for resolution for that quickly. I pray that you would bring the right employer into this person's life, bless their finances, bless their job situation, and wherever they land, God, I pray that they would be a blessing to not only their coworkers, but to their clientele. And I pray that you would give them opportunities even to have gospel conversations in the workplace. I pray that you would help them to be a beautiful example of living out the gospel among their coworkers. I pray that the way that they work, their work ethic, the determination with which they approach their tasks, God, would be a testament to the gifting that you have created in them. And I pray that this would be one step closer to them stepping into the calling that you have on their life. We love you. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. We got two more callers. Let's go ahead and connect the first one. Hello, caller. You are on the air with the Clearview Today Show.
Hey, I was just calling and gonna say something about the attacks on the Jewish people, and the lady before me had just said it and was talking about it. But, you know, whether it's religious cultures or ethnic backgrounds or things like that, you know, you think that it's far away and that it can't ever come here. But, you know, we're right here in this country here. And right here in Henderson, North Carolina, we had the ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, come to Clearview Church.
That's true. Yeah.
And he was standing right there in our church and praying for our nation mm-hmm. and things. And it's just, you think this never going to be something like this ever happened anywhere.
That's right.
But, you know, it's right on your street.
That's right.
Mm. You know, and you're connected, you know, and I don't know that a lot of people knew that Mike Huckabee was here in Henderson, right. You know, and stuff. But, you know, he's in the middle of it now. He's,
right.
You know, the ambassador there, and he's trying, you know, in the relations, you know, with the United States and everything. And he needs our prayers.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Amen.
You know, and that's what I was wanting to ask for.
Absolutely. And what a great, wonderful man. And thank you for helping him get to us here.
Amen.
And he was on Clearview today. So humble. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like we were talking to a friend.
Yes. Seriously, like a church member.
Yeah. And then to then hear the announcement that he was going to be the ambassador.
That was something
to this nation of Israel, the U.S. ambassador. What a great
so
honor
to hear that.
That was.
And how
it's just unbelievable.
It is. Now he needs prayer. Mm-hmm. I'm sure his family needs prayer. So let's pray for him right now. Father, we come before you, and God, we pray for Mike Huckabee as he is in Israel, and as he is the ambassador. What a great responsibility to be an ambassador to Israel, especially in these trying times. God, we pray that you would give him wisdom, that you would give him protection. God, you would put the right people around him. God, that you would thwart any attack of the enemy against him, Lord. And we pray for peace. We pray, God, that through all that he is doing, there will be peace in Israel, peace in the Middle East, peace in this world. And God, we know that there will be wars and rumors of wars, but ultimately, Lord, we know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And we pray that he will be glorified through all of this and through Mike Huckabee. Mm-hmm. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling in
tonight.
Thank you
for calling in tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely. All right, we got one more in the queue. Let me go ahead and connect it. Good evening, caller. You are on the air with the Clearview Today Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can we pray for you tonight?
So, two things. One of them is for my coworker. He actually has a disease called ALS, and he hasn't been in work in over 2 months now. And his wife has cancer as well. And they are each other's caretaker. And it's just, I see them like every week, and it's just really hard to see what they go through. And so, and they're also not believers. Mm. And that's also very hard.
Right. So yeah, I can imagine.
See that and just, but just pray for those two for their salvation.
Yes, and absolutely.
Yeah. You know, whatever God's will is, just that he just wraps his arms around them. And then secondly, this is also kind of personal for me. I've just been kind of struggling myself with the lust of the flesh. Mm. And it's just, and I didn't really realize it how bad it was until just, you know, reading scripture and saying, hey, sexual sin is going to be judged more.
Right.
Harshly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I've just been in that, I guess, trend for so long. I would really appreciate just prayer to find my way out.
Absolutely.
Love to pray for you. And we know that your prayer is voicing the prayer of a lot of other people.
That's exactly right.
A lot of the men who are in a similar situation, maybe even worse. Mm-hmm. And so we thank you for the boldness and the courage of sharing that because it gives us the opportunity to now pray for not only you, but us, but all who are under the throes of this attack.
That's right.
So Ryan, would you lead us in prayer?
Yes, absolutely. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to voice our concerns, to bear our hearts before you. And God, I pray right now for this caller and for his coworker, the husband struggling with ALS and his wife struggling with cancer. God, we pray first and foremost for healing in that family. You are the God who surpasses our understanding of medicine and of how our bodies work, and you are the one who designed our bodies to work together. And so we pray for healing, for a complete and total recovery for both of them. I pray that you would give them encouragement, to give them endurance as they care for one another. I pray ultimately for their salvation. I pray that through this, like we've talked about, through the low moments in life, God, you lead us through those low moments to teach us to pray, to teach us to rely on you. And I pray that this would be the beginning of their relationship with you, that this would inspire them to look to you, their Heavenly Father, their Creator, the one who loves them and who has purposed every step of their lives. I pray that you would use this as an opportunity to draw them to salvation. Give this caller an opportunity to speak the gospel into their lives, to have gospel conversations with both this man and his wife, and to, through his example, to set a godly example for this man and for his wife so that they may come to salvation in you. And God, I pray for this caller. I thank you for their boldness in sharing the struggles that they're that he's dealing with, and the struggle of lust is one that many face, many men face. And God, I pray that you would right now deliver him from that stronghold. I pray that you would give him freedom, not through trying to be better, trying to be a better version of who he is, but God, through your Spirit working in him. We don't have to live in those sinful bondages anymore, but we can live in freedom knowing that you are the one who has purchased that freedom through your Son's death on the cross. And so I pray for deliverance for him. I pray that you would help him to look to you to fill his mind and his heart so full with you that he has no choice but to look to you and to glorify you in both word and action and in thought. And I pray that you would can help his life be a testimony to others who are sharing similar struggles, that they can know that there is hope, there is deliverance, there is freedom possible because of who you are and what you've done for us. I pray that you would bless him, continue to help him to be a blessing to other people. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take just a quick break just for a second. We're going to put a title card up. We're going to grab a cup of coffee, take a restroom break, and then we're going to come right back in the next 3 or 4 minutes. We're going to read a couple of scriptures. We're going to take some more calls for everyone who's calling in. Please, please, please keep calling in. This is not the end of the live stream. There are so many people. I actually have 2 or 3 people in the queue right now. So we're going to take a quick restroom break, come right back, 3 or 4 minutes. Stay right there where you are. Stay on the line. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the stream. Welcome back. Dr. Shah, I wanted to read this passage of scripture. This is coming from one of your sermons from very, very recently. Romans 7:24. This is Paul speaking. He says, "O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin."
Now, that's very important because this is the conflict that Paul is expressing, mm-hmm. which is a conflict of a Christian,
mm-hmm.
because he is he wants to serve God, but at the same time he is struggling with sin,
right?
Yeah.
And then the answer comes back, which is, "But thanks be to God, okay, through Jesus Christ, our Lord."
Amen.
So Jesus is the one who gives us victory.
That's right.
And then in Romans 8:1. "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus."
Amen.
So we don't live the Christian life in our own strength and our own power. We let him live through us.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we submit to him, as we reckon ourselves dead indeed to sin, alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord, he lives through us, and we don't walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of
God.
That's
beautiful, beautiful. That's right. All right, we got a couple more calls. In fact, we got 3 calls lined up, so let's go ahead and start answering. Hello, caller. You are on the Clearview Today show.
Hi, how are you doing, Mr. John?
Doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Before my prayer request, I want to thank Dr. Shah for his Sunday morning sermons, which he's talking about end time prophecies.
Mm.
And I want to say that I have grown spiritually in what he's teaching about master sin, master flesh, and how God wants us to commit ourselves to his will and let the Holy Spirit work to us.
That's right.
So I'm very, thank you.
Amen, amen.
And my prayer request is about one of my knees. I wanted to pray that God will take hold of the family. She's a born-again Christian, but I want her and her family to put God first in her life. And I believe and I have full faith that God works wonderfully. And I want you to pray for my niece and her family.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Amen. Absolutely. John, would you lead us in
prayer? Absolutely. I would love to. Father, we just come before you, and I just pray that you would be with this caller, with her family, with her niece. God, bless them in all areas of life, that they would turn their eyes towards you. You know, all the time we are, our eyes are constantly seeking out the things that we want in this life instead of seeking you. But we know in our hearts, God, if we are saved, we know that all the things that we truly have, all of these precious gifts are from above. They're from you. And so I just pray that you would just take hold of this family. I pray that you would take hold of this niece and for this caller as well, as she continues continues to minister, as she continues to pray for her niece, as she continues just to guide her and lead her through her example, through her life. We thank you for the example that you set for us in your son, Jesus Christ, and we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, just like this caller said, for our pastor who gives us the word each and every single week. God, it's not just for us to fill time on a Sunday morning or to feel good about ourselves. It's equipping us with the knowledge of how to minister to our loved ones, of how to pastor our loved ones, of how to pray for our loved ones. God, as we do this, I just pray that you would bless our pastor, that you would bless this caller, bless her family, bless them financially, God, bless them spiritually, bless them mentally, physically, in all aspects. I just pray your blessing upon them and your guidance and your wisdom through this family, that they would be a light to the world themselves. We love you and we worship you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Thank you for calling.
There's something powerful about knowing. There's something powerful about knowing that your family is calling in and praying for
you. That's right.
That's wonderful.
That's right.
Amen.
All right. Let's take another call. Hello, caller. You are on the Clearview Today show.
Hi. Thanks for doing this, guys.
Absolutely.
I wanted to call in, and I've got some people in my life and in my family who are not saved, and they're just really on my heart. Always, but today especially, and I just like to pray for them.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this caller. We thank you for, God, just the relationships that you bless us with. And I pray especially for these relationships that are maybe especially today weighing heavy on her mind and on her heart. God, we just pray for you to bless those relationships. I pray that you would guide them spiritually. I pray that you would bless them in their finances. I pray that you would bless them in their relationships. And most importantly, God, I pray that you would draw them closer to who you are. I pray that you would reveal yourself to them in a way that causes them to grow in their faith, causes them to grow closer to you and to trust you. And whether they're going through wonderful times in life right now, God, or whether they're maybe wandering or maybe they are going through a difficult season in life, God, I pray that you would make yourself evident to them, that you would use this as an opportunity to strengthen their faith, to embolden them. And through this friendship, God, I pray especially that you would create opportunities for this caller to speak into their lives, comfort, wisdom, discernment, and the truth and healing power of your word, your gospel. Pray that you bless this caller and her family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, we got a couple more. Let me go on ahead and connect. I'm loving the rate that people are calling in. Yeah. Hello, caller.
Yeah, this is great.
Thank you for reaching out tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. How can we pray for you this evening?
Be praying. Going to be getting married here in October, and just pray for future wife and everything, you know, job transition.
Amen. Congratulations.
Congratulations. So exciting.
Yeah, so
very cool.
It is very exciting. And I'll just be praying for that.
Amen. Amen.
You know, the Bible tells us that this is in Proverbs 18, verse 22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Amen to that.
And obtains favor from the Lord.
Amen.
So our prayer, brother, is that God will bless you and your wife. And man, through ups and downs, whatever happens that life may bring, that you will know that God is sovereignly in control.
Amen.
Right. And that he will bring joy and happiness in y'all's lives and use your life together to glorify him, to lift up Jesus Christ.
That's right. Amen. That's right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this caller and thank you for the good thing that that you have put into his life. You know, a lot of things that we've prayed for tonight is ways out of help or ways out of distress. But God, we just want to take a moment and thank you for the good that you give us in our lives. I thank you for this wedding. I thank you for this future marriage that is about to happen. And just like Dr. Shaw said, that you have given us a very, very good thing. And so I pray for blessing over this marriage. Mm-hmm. I pray for our marriages. I just pray for this marriage to not only glorify you, God, but to be an example as they work on their marriage, as they go through their ups and downs in the future of their relationship. I just pray that they would be an example to young Christian couples who are looking up to them and are being influenced by this new couple. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And congratulations again, brother. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yes.
All right. I think we've got one more. Let me go ahead and connect us here. Hello, caller. You are on the Clearview Today show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for calling in tonight.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
How can we pray for you this evening? Yes, ma'am.
So, I have a few prayer requests. My mom wants to be praying for her and her health. She's got some pain in her knee that she's been struggling with, and some back pains as well. Potentially a surgery might be needed, but she's trying to avoid that so that she just have wisdom and what she should do for her health. And I also have another friend who's having some health concerns right now, too, that I want to just lift up for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, my kids are out for the summer, and I just want to be a really good mom and just be, just use discernment and wisdom and be fun, but also have a good time with them. And just remember that time with them is a blessing from the Lord.
Amen.
So if you could just be with me in prayer, and I should help my kids this summer.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this caller, for her family. And God, I pray right now, especially for her mom, that you would heal the pains that she's experiencing, both in her knees and in her back. I pray that you would strengthen those joints. I pray that you would strengthen her muscles, and that you would give her some relief from that pain. And I pray that you give her discernment as decisions need to be made down the road of the best course of action. I pray that you would give her wisdom, help her to seek you and to seek right treatment at the right times. And I pray that you would bring her along the right doctors for those moments. God, I just pray for this friend of hers as well, who's dealing with health issues. I pray that you would heal her. I pray that you would comfort her. Sometimes when we go through health issues, we are struggling to find comfort and peace, and it feels like our life is upside down. So I pray that you would right her life. I pray that you would help her to be oriented to you and help her to look to you in this time of uncertainty, in this time of pain, in this time of suffering. I pray that you would be her peace. And I pray that as we head into summer, I pray for this mom and her kids. I pray that you give them sweet moments together. Help her to be intentional and fun, and help her to look to you and direct her kids to look to you. I pray that you give them moments to cement their bond together as a family. And I pray that you would continue to be glorified in their family, in their home, and you would use them as a blessing in the lives of so many as you're already doing. And I pray that you continue to do that. We love you. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for praying.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's wonderful, because people don't realize how important it is to pray.
That's right.
For our children.
Mm-hmm.
To pray for the time we have with them. You know, sometimes we only think of it as summertime.
That's right.
This is summertime, and we're going to chill and we're going to relax, and no more having to get up first thing in the morning and running to get ready and
right.
breakfast ready and getting out the door. No, but you also are praying, God, that this summer would be not just any other summer. This would be a special summer,
right.
A summer where we grow in the Lord, a summer where we have time together.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, the time we have together would be a time of joy, a time to grow more in the Lord,
mm-hmm.
but also grow in love for one another in the family. See, that's valuable.
Amen.
That's right.
And we need prayer for that.
Hey,
so, you know, and I hope not just our caller, but others are going to benefit from your prayer.
That's right. It reminds me of something you said on an episode we filmed recently about the difference between quality time and quantity time.
Yes,
that,
that's
you
right.
know, it's not one or the other. You need both.
Well, I mean, if you think about it this way, imagine it's musical, an unending string of musical notes.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
You're tired. It's not going to be. I've heard that.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Right.
You have breaks.
That's mm-hmm. right.
You have ups and downs. So also in our time with our loved ones, it's not just an unending this quality.
Right.
There are breaks, and so that's also part of who we are.
That's right. A lot of times when you're overwhelmed with sound, like I don't know if you guys have ever been like to a really, really loud concert.
Mm-hmm.
I remember David and I went with a group a group of friends here from Clearview, and it took my wife as well. But there's a segment of this song where everything cuts. And I don't mean like it's a drum hit like boom, and it's just like everything cuts. And because we'd been blasted with so much sound for the last hour and a half, when they hit the drums and that everything stopped, it was silent. It was so powerful.
Wow.
And I remember that, I remember taking from that, even though it was not a Christian concert, but I remember taking from that, that sometimes the breaks, like you were talking about, are very, very powerful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And God works in those breaks.
That's
well.
Right. That's right.
We got another call. Let's go ahead and connect it. Hello, caller. You're on the Clearview Today Show.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
Doing very well. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for calling tonight.
Doing great. Doing great. I'd like to say something real quick.
Yes.
And just thank you guys for you know, shining a light on the importance of prayer. I think we live in a world where it's not important to a lot of people.
Right.
And, you know, God's created a way, a direct line to him. That a lot of us don't take advantage of. So,
amen.
I really appreciate it.
Amen. Amen. How can we be praying for you tonight?
I want to pray for just our community, our city, our city leaders, police department, fire department, everybody that, you know, wakes up every day and tries to make the city a little better. I just hope that, you know, we're doing it the way God wants us to do it.
That's right.
So just pray for our city and our community.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely. Thank you, because that's on our heart as well.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
There's a lot of burden there for our community, because, you know, righteousness exalts a nation, but righteousness also exalts a community.
That's right.
That's right.
You're right.
And we need leaders who have, number one, God on their heart and the desire to please him. And then we know other things will fall in place.
That's right.
And so let's pray for that right now. Father, we come before you today, and Lord, I am in this prayer wholeheartedly, because our community, this community, but also the communities all over that are needing godly leaders. They need people who would put you first. They need people who would recognize that unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. And so, God, today as we pray, God, that you would raise up people who will desire to seek to praise you, to glorify you first. They will seek your word as their guide, Lord, that they will recognize that sin is still sin, and that righteousness is what lifts us up. And God, we pray in this community, God, that those kind of leaders will come to the front, and people will recognize that and see the benefit of voting them in the office.
Mm-hmm.
God, we also pray for others who are working for our government. We pray for those not only on the local level, but also on the state and the national level. God, we pray for our president. We pray, God, that you would guide him and direct him and put your hand of protection upon him and all those who are there in the limelight, Lord. We pray that you would guide them and give them the wisdom they need to help our nation be that one nation under God, to be that nation where in God we trust is still something we hold to as precious and as sacred. God, we pray for others like our local law enforcement. We pray for your hand upon them. We pray for our fire departments. We pray for our EMS workers. In fact, God, we pray for all our first responders who put their lives on the line so that we can have safety and peace and have help in time of need. God, we pray for our local businesses. God, we know that this community and other communities as well need good businesses so that people can have jobs and they can have opportunities, Lord, to make a good life. We pray, God, for your blessing upon them. God, we pray for other institutions, Lord, in all of these things. God, we just pray that we would be a city on a hill, that we would be a place that is admired and look up to because we glorify Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for calling in this evening.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Wow, that was a great prayer.
Yes. Oh, it was.
And I appreciate that because, you know, that's what is needed.
Yeah.
A lot of good is happening in our nation because, and when I say that, I'm talking about life once again is being valued in our nation.
Yes.
The unborn life is being valued in our nation. Immorality, especially in the sexual realm, was so flagrant. It was so going out of control. I mean, and especially towards little children.
Mm-hmm.
And so once again, there is some sanity coming back.
Yes.
That godly leaders are standing up. So what we're praying, God, would you protect us?
You know, one of the first times I ever visited you in your office, 13 something years ago, I remember you had, your Mac, you were looking for a book or something. And I turned and I looked at your iMac. Mm-hmm. And the scripture that it had on it was 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Right.
If my people who are called by my name will pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. And I remember thinking, I've never seen that scripture. I've never heard it.
Right.
Over the years, you have brought it into your sermons. You've brought it into these mm-hmm. episodes. And just as you were saying that, now we're finally seeing things come, like getting back on the right track.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Just now, that image of your screensaver just popped into my head. And I said, you know what? That scripture has been true all along.
That's right. I mean, that's the reason why we're seeing, our nation and many institutions turning back towards God.
That's right.
And I know not everybody's going to be happy about certain other things, but I would say just keep praying.
That's right.
Keep praying that God will continue to work, and that God will continue to draw us back to Him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a result of prayer.
And I think more people are happy about it than not. I think a lot of times we hear people against it, but typically the loudest is the minority.
That's right.
The media that is represented, it's a very loud opinion, but it's a very minority opinion. And I think that was displayed in the election results. I think that's displayed in how people are perceiving the changes that are happening in our country.
Mm-hmm.
I think more people are excited about this nation getting back on track and turning back once again to God.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Absolutely. I mean, that's very important, because sometimes people were scared to speak out and say good things are happening or good things need to happen, or these things are evil. Really, I mean, that's part of what they were mm-hmm. scared to say. And but now people are going, yeah, I think I can say that. This is America, isn't it?
Right.
It's one of those things where we don't know if we're allowed to say this. Like everyone thinks it, but no one knows if we're allowed to say it. And then one person says it, and then everybody says, oh, yeah, I feel that way too.
I say, welcome to the party.
That's right. We've been here. Welcome in. Come on in.
And there's no judgment here. Come on in.
Amen. So we've got about 10 minutes left in the live stream. We may go more if if you have not called in yet, if you're still on the fence, if you're like, well, I don't know, I'm kind of embarrassed. Listen, there's been people who have put their hearts on the line tonight and have come forward and taken a step of faith. So if you're still on the fence, hesitating to call, I encourage you, call right now. I do want to say there's some prayer requests that have been coming in over text, but just because the calls have been coming in, I don't want to skip these. So one person has asked prayer for their cousin who's going to be taking off of life support next week.
Mm-hmm.
Another person texted in and said they were bitten by a brown recluse, I can't imagine.
And I've been to the doctor 3 times.
Wow.
I see that here.
And the doctor has renewed their antibiotics for another 7 days. And then someone else prayed in, please pray for family salvation, healing of fractured relationships, financial and health challenges. Thank you and God bless.
I have another one here as well. Someone else praying that their house will sell soon.
Mm.
Been on the market for a little while, praying that it will sell soon.
And then I actually have another one right here, praying that marriages and families stay together, the country and its leaders bow to Christ even when they do not have it all together.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're going to pray in just a second, but I think you have a caller.
Oh, I sure do have a caller. Look at that. Here, let me go ahead and connect it. Hello, caller. Thank you for calling into the Clearview Today Show.
I would like you to help me pray that God would help me want to read.
Oh, I love
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Yeah.
Let's pray. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for this caller. Thank you for her heart for you. And God, I pray that you would help them to learn more about you, learn more about what it means to read, especially reading your word. I pray that you would bring alongside people who can read your word to them and help them as they grow in their faith to commit their life to you, to glorify you, and commit to reading your word daily and being filled with your word. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hey, listen, you did a good thing tonight. That was very, very good. We're very proud of you.
Thanks so much for calling.
You know, and that's awesome, because in Mark chapter 10 and verses 13 to 16, it says people were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant And he said to them, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, mm-hmm. for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
Did anybody else's throat get a little bit tight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
That was so sweet.
The whole night was worth it anyway, but man, that was the cherry on top. I really appreciate that.
And we pray for not just that little life that God will protect and guide and use that life in a big way, mm-hmm. but we're praying for many other children. Amen. Because in a sense, that life, that child represents many others.
That's right.
That's right. And shout out parents or adults in that kid's life. I mean, you guys are doing a great job.
Very much so.
The little one understands the importance of prayer.
Absolutely. That's awesome. They will remember that.
That's right.
That's right. I'll remember that.
But John, would you pray for some of the names that came in through that text message?
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of text messages came in.
A lot of text messages coming in.
If you don't mind remembering, of course, we're praying for that cousin. Mm-hmm. Who may be taken off of life support next week. I mean, I can imagine how tough that can be. You know, I've been there with one of my parents. Pray for this person who's been bit by a brown recluse. Pray for family salvation. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A lot of families. Mm-hmm. They're praying for their loved ones to be saved.
Yeah.
Fractured relationships. Mm-hmm. We know how serious that can be. And then, of course, this house to sell soon. So, John, would you lead us?
Yes, absolutely. Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you again for such a wonderful night. We want to thank you for all of these requests that have been coming in. As the calls have been coming in, Lord, we don't want any of these to fall through the cracks. So, God, I just thank you for all these people who are texting in. I want to pray for this cousin who's going to be taken off of life support next week. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine how painful that must be. And, God, of course, we know that all things work together for good. But in things like this, God, I just pray that your spirit would be upon this person who texted in. Comfort him, guide him, give him wisdom, give him discernment. I just pray for healing and for peace in the aftermath, for strength, for the entire family. For this person who texted in who was bitten by a brown recluse, I can't imagine the pain that they're going through and the fear and the anxiety that must bring. But God, I just pray that you would be with him, be with his doctor, be with the antibiotics that have been renewed. I just pray that you would work and that you would move in that life and that you would just help him to know that it's a scary thing, God, but it's going to be all right. That you're going to come through and that you are, God, you're going to work and you're going to move in that situation. Just want to also pray for this family, for salvation, for those who need salvation, for the healing of these fractured relationships. God, we know that life is messy, life is chaotic, and it doesn't mean that we have failed, God. Sometimes it does, but sometimes it just means that we are going through the path that you would have us to go through, and it means that you're helping us to trust you more, mm-hmm. To come back to you. And so we just want to pray for those fractured relationships, God, that in your grace and in your healing and with you at the center of those relationships, there can be mending and there can be healing. Just pray for financial and health challenges as well, God, that you would bless this family, that you would bless this person financially and physically. We just pray for everything that is going on in the world today. We pray for the housing market. We pray for this house that's person who's texted in that their house would sell soon. God, I know that's frustrating. I know firsthand how frustrating that can be. And at the same time, it teaches us to trust you. It teaches us to wait on you and to move when you say to move. So God, we just pray for this situation as well. We pray for their finances. We pray that the house being sold would be successful. And that all things, God, we would just learn to trust you in all these situations, everything that life has to throw at us, whether it's big or small, health, financial, all of them. Lord, we're learning to trust you and we're learning to come to you to ask for what we need and what we want in life. We love you and we praise you. And I thank you again for this wonderful opportunity that we've had tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I want to read a quote from Billy Graham.
Yes.
You know, Billy Graham, kind of known as America's pastor, mm-hmm. at one time. Although he was not a pastor, he was more of an evangelist.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he said something about prayer that always touched me, and it is this. He said, we are to pray in times of adversity, lest we become faithless and unbelieving.
That's right.
We are to pray in times of prosperity, mm-hmm. lest we become boastful and proud.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We are to pray in times of danger, lest we become fearful and doubting. We are to pray in times of security, lest we become self-sufficient.
Amen. Mm.
The whole point is, whether adversity, prosperity, danger, security, whatever time it is, pray. Times are good, pray. Times are bad, pray. You need something, pray. You're not sure what you need, pray. Mm-hmm. You're facing a difficult situation and you can see it, pray. You're facing a situation, you're not sure what is difficult in this, pray. Mm-hmm. In all things, pray. Talk to God. Mm-hmm. Some of us are facing things right now that is just not making sense. Like, why? What is going on? What is the purpose of this? Pray and ask God to step into your situation.
Amen.
Ask Him to take charge, and He will.
Amen.
He will glorify Jesus through it. He will work all things together for good in your life.
Amen.
Don't lose heart. He is working. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. He intercedes for us.
Amen.
With groanings that cannot be uttered.
That's right.
Dr. Shah, I know that we got like 2 or 3 minutes left in the live stream, but as a pastor, I can imagine that you spend most of your time asking people, how can I pray for you? How can I serve you? What can I do? Just so that the night does not go without someone asking, is there anything we can pray for you?
Oh, absolutely. Pray for our family. Mm-hmm. Pray for God's hand upon us. Pray for our health, that we will be strong in serving the Lord. Pray for our church. Mm-hmm. God is doing some great things that are going on here at Clearview. And those who know Clearview, those who know our heart, everything is to God's glory and through Him.
Amen.
That's right.
I mean, we're doing a lot of things right, but that doesn't mean it had to be successful.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It could have still fallen apart. It's the hand of God upon us. So we give Him the glory for that. Everything from start to finish. Pray for a lot of projects that are coming, academic projects mm-hmm. that are coming, because we want to make an impact in that realm.
That's right.
Music projects that are going on. So we need a lot of prayer.
Amen.
In
mm-hmm.
all these directions. Pray for our nation. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we get so used to being defensive. We're standing in the dark, as Ryan said at the graduation recently. It's not just about, you know, standing against the darkness. It's time to lead the light.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Means if there is light coming, if there is an awakening happening in our country, let's lead the light.
That's mm-hmm. right.
In your workplace, people are searching. Young people are coming to Christ. People of all ages are reading the Bible. Lead the light.
Amen.
Don't play defensive. Mm-hmm. Step up and start playing the game.
Amen. Right.
Go for the touchdown. For Jesus Christ, of course.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You want to lead us in this last prayer of the night?
Absolutely. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this evening. God, we just thank You for every caller who has called, every family that is represented, every concern that has been called in, texted in, emailed, and otherwise lifted up to You. And God, we just thank You for the privilege it is to join together as Your people, united by Your name, Your gospel, and join together in prayer. I thank You for the ways that we've learned about prayer tonight, the ways that we have grown in our understanding of what prayer is and how prayer shapes us and molds our hearts to match Your will. And God, I pray now, especially for Dr. Shah and for his family. I pray for him as he leads both our church. Pray for him as he leads our show, the Clearview Today Show, as he leads so many in the community. I pray for him. I pray that You would strengthen him physically. I pray that You would strengthen him emotionally, spiritually. God, I pray that You would continue to keep him close to You as he leads and is a blessing to so many others. I pray for him and his wife, Nicole. I pray that You would bless them, bless their marriage as they are an example to so many. Bless their family. Continue to guide and guard them, direct their path and direct their steps. Give them moments of unity and of fellowship as a family. And God, I pray for our church. I pray that You would continue to direct us, continue to set us up as a lighthouse in our community and beyond. Through the Clearview Today Show and through other projects, I pray that You would be glorified and help us to continue to glorify You both with our mouths and with our actions. Continue to keep us humble and focused on You. And I pray that You would guide and guard us, direct our steps as we seek to minister to those You would place in our lives. Continue to help us to be a blessing to those. Help us to make You visible to those around us. God, I pray for our nation. I pray that You would give us unity. I pray that You would bring about this revival that we have asked for so long and we're seeing signs of now. And I pray that You would help us to not be on the defense. Help us to not be content with standing against the darkness. But God, put us at the forefront. Let us lead the light. Let us be at the tip of the spear and let us be used by You for a great impact on the pages of history. I pray that You would set us up to make that impact and to turn around and give all glory and honor to You. I pray that as we leave this live stream tonight, that You would continue to work in us to develop a spirit of prayer every moment of every day. Help us to be holy and humbly submitted to You and the work that You're doing in our lives. We love You. It's in Your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You were praying. We got another text that came in, and it said, "Hey guys, don't know that I have time to call in. Just wanted to put a prayer out for each of you for this mission, this show, and all the effort you put out to reach others. Your courage and commitment in your faith, as you continue to expand your reach and touch others, the enemy won't like it. So I pray for protection for you all and your families and relationships.
Amen.
Mike S.
Amen.
And thank you, brother. Thank you. I know who you are.
Yes.
I appreciate you more than you know. And I know this team here does
very
too.
Much
and
so.
We Absolutely. Pray for your family. And we pray for God's protection upon you, your wife, your whole, your children. God will bless you.
Amen. Absolutely. And I want to say I'm very appreciative for both of you guys, for our team here, but for you guys especially, the example that y'all set. I think for this church, for my marriage, for my just the way that I raise my kids, for the way that we do this show, I couldn't ask for two better people to have hosted this live stream with. You guys are an example to me.
Well, and you as well. Absolutely. And of course, our team in the back, for David, for Adam, for Nick, for the rest of the team, for Katie, for Nicole, for Libna. I mean, who did I miss anybody? Who am I missing here?
There's
Dr.
So
Questions,
many.
Maybe.
Yeah, Dr. Questions.
Yeah,
thank
we're
you
grateful
Dr.
to
Questions.
Him as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thomas, I mean the Josh, I mean, their whole team
yes.
that is here. We appreciate all of them. They may not have immediately done things here, but they were connected to this
Amen.
To make it happen. The
Amen.
Whole team, the whole team.
That's right. What a blessing. And it's about making Christ visible together.
Amen.
So thank you for joining us for tonight's live stream. I hope that it was a blessing to you, and I hope that it inspired you to think about your prayer life. How does that look with you and God? How has your understanding of prayer grown? And if we can pray for you, not just on this live stream, but in the days and weeks ahead, right into the show, we count it a privilege to pray alongside you. I think John said it best when he said that you're part of the Clearview Today Show family.
Yes, that's right.
We really do think of you that way. So we would love to pray alongside you. 252-582-5028. Text us anytime or send those prayer requests to info@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And I do want to just say as we're leaving that Dr. Shah is a featured leader on pray.com. So if you're watching this, if you've never listened to the Clearview Today Show before, but you want more of this content, number one, you can download this show on iTunes, Apple iTunes, or Spotify. But if you want to follow Dr. Shah and especially his exclusive content, two great places to do that. Number one is abadanshah.com. But the second one is pray.com. It's a free app. Over 19 million Christians use it every single day. That means that what you're doing when you give, when you support, you are helping us get the word of Jesus Christ out to 19 million Christians. That's a big deal, and we take that very seriously. We're about to cross 5,000 followers for Dr. Shah alone, and all of his exclusive content is on there. So if you're listening to this and you want more, definitely, definitely, definitely consider downloading the pray.com app. Thank you to everyone who gives and supports financially through that app. It's because of you that we're able to do stuff like this.
That's right, and if you have not done so already, if today was your first exposure to the Clearview Today Show, we are on the air daily, Monday through Friday, and we would love for you to be a regular listener. We talk about everything under the sun, from Christian leadership to apologetics and how to bring God's word to bear in every area of
That's
your
right.
life.
That's right.
Our motto is engaging hearts and minds for the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we would love to count you as one of our listeners. And if you missed the prayer vigil,
yeah, if you didn't get a chance to call in live,
we have another one coming up in August.
Ooh,
so excited
okay.
about that. You'll hear about that date as we get closer, but stay on the lookout for that another two-hour prayer vigil live stream coming your way here on the Clearview Today
I love
show.
It. We're going to do these every single prayer vigil. That means three times a year you get a chance to call in. Dr. Shah, anything you want to say before we go?
I would say keep praying. No matter what you're facing, don't lose heart. I know sometimes it can be frustrating as a Christian to go into church and you feel like, man, I believe all this. I know I do. I know I believe in Jesus. I know I'm saved, but I'm struggling. I'm struggling for something. Just know that sometimes God allows you to go through those things, and He has orchestrated that situation mm-hmm. To work in your life,
That's right.
to prune you, to prune you, just like John 15 says, so that you may bear much fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So you're bearing fruit. Don't let the enemy lie to you. Mm-hmm. Don't believe what the enemy says about you. You are bearing fruit. He wants you to bear more fruit.
Right.
So pray and see what God will do.
Amen.
That's right. We love you guys. We'll see you next time on Clearview Today.